Good weather is coming very soon. Praise the Lord. I just want to again encourage us. You know the thing about teaching is that the Bible says that miracles come from hearing. Miracles come from what? Hearing. When you stop hearing, your miracles stop coming. There's no magic about it. Two ways God acts. God acts by his sovereign intervention of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Gift, you don't earn it. It's the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. But it's not his normal way of doing things. He does it when he wants, where he wants. But his normal way of doing things is that you must live by every word that proceed what? Out of his mouth. That's the normal one. You leave, if sickness comes, you have to know what he's saying. If you're facing challenges, you have to live through that challenge by the word he's speaking, his revelation. That's the way a Christian lives his life. And God does not intend to tell us to live by his word and turn around and negate it. No. No. He insists that that's the way we live our life, because that's the way we really know him and walk in communion with him as his children. God values fellowship like every parent. You don't have children so that they just go to school and come. No, you want fellowship with them. God values our fellowship. God values our knowing him as our father. So he says that the way we live our life is by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And Paul was asking the Galatians, he said, you foolish Galatians. He said, the miracles that God does among you, how does he do it? Is it not by hearing of faith? Is it not that you heard and you believed and then you got it? Look at Galatians chapter 3, 5. Then does he who supplies, can you give me a New Living Translation? I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit? Does he empower you to do things and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Is it not? Of course not. It is because you believe the message you heard about Christ. See, miracles don't happen because of anything else. I say because you heard something, and you believed it, and that thing is about Christ. It's about the word of God. So that's how miracles normally will happen. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So when you hear something that builds up your faith, the natural thing that happens is you put your expectation in action. Faith has proof. Faith has evidence that it is there. The Bible said that when Jesus saw their faith, he saw the evidence that they believed about him and believed in him. He saw their faith. He saw it. He saw the evidence. The Bible said that faith is an evidence. I was telling somebody, I said, if you don't know about faith, you know nothing. Faith is, grace and faith are the most important topics in the Bible. If you don't understand grace, you cannot exercise faith. If you don't exercise faith, you can't receive what grace is giving you. We are saved by grace, by faith. Salvation is available by grace, saved by faith. We stand by faith. We receive by faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. It's your shield against everything the devil throws at you. Faith is so critical, so important. It's important that you understand what faith is. And every time that teaching about faith, I beg you, if you love yourself, open your ears. Because the thing that stands between the Christian and the power of God is faith. If he exercises faith, miracles happen. Period. Sometimes we think we do have faith without studying to find out really what faith is all about. Sometimes we say, yeah, I have faith, I have faith. Especially, you know, Christians, when you've been a Christian some time, you assume you know anything. And the worst thing is, you don't know, you don't get anything, and still you don't change. Still you won't change. And you know, my people say that life is where? Here. And the white man said that those the gods want to destroy, the first thing they do is close their ears. You won't hear. They're telling you, say, don't tell me, I've had that before. Once I told my wife one time, I said, if you hear anybody that will not listen, mark that person. He's going for destruction. It's a matter of time. The day will happen. Wow. Because the devil knows. He knows. Life is here. It's here. Right here. Praise the Lord. So if we hear the word of God that produces faith in us, the natural thing that faith does is you have expectation. And you begin to act like you really mean it. Every word that is not backed by action is vain, is useless, is waste of time. It is action that makes it real. If I say I love you, and my actions are saying something, because actions speak, my actions are saying something different. How in the world do you take me serious? You won't take me serious. What I'm telling you is a joke. In fact, I'm insulting you. You don't even have to say I love you. Your actions will speak. And I will say, wow, you know, daddy loves me a lot. Your actions will speak. Praise the Lord. Abba, I said praise the Lord. I went in somewhere to see somebody that had a baby. And then immediately I came in, she was raising herself on the bed. And I said, no, you don't have to. He said, daddy, you are my daddy. He said, you are really my daddy. And I want to hug you. She was incapacitated, but she was making effort. What was driving her? She was excited. She was happy. He said, daddy, wow, seeing you. You know, he wanted to. He said, just touch my hand. Any touch is okay. Those actions show you that they really have confidence in what God is doing to you. Actions speak louder than words. Actions. So if you say you have faith, there has to be action. That is evidence that what you are saying that you believe is real. If there's no action, the word is vain. There's no faith. For faith without works is dead. It doesn't exist. There has to be action. There has to be something that proves that people look at and they say, yeah, this is true. If I don't have to talk about it, people just look at it. They say, wow, you know, this is like that. So when I say I believe, if I pray that God answers, there has to be a consistent evidence that I show that I really believe what I'm saying. God has answered me. If there is no such evidence, I am sorry to say, there is no faith, and you receive nothing. Absolutely nothing. You can have feelings. Feelings are useless. Whether you feel or don't feel, they are totally, totally, extremely useless, worthless. In fact, the day you learn to wean yourself from feeling, the better for you. Because feelings, the devil uses it to as a thermometer for us. So I feel God. Then when you don't feel God, you say, God is not moving. Who told you that? When things go bad, say, God is not moving because I didn't see it. Then it will move, not because God is not, but because you have no faith for it. I've seen things go bad, and that's when God is doing the greatest thing. All of a sudden, everything spins around. All of a sudden, everything turns around. So we must have evidence. You know, Elijah had a group of prophets that was following him around. Like some people follow me. I have somebody in there, he's a small prophet following me around. So, and then this man passed away. And then the wife came to Elijah and said, we're in trouble here. He said, do you know that the creditor has come to sell my children, my two children? They want to take them as slavery because I don't have anything to pay. And Elijah said, what can I do for you? What do you have in your house? I want you to ask somebody, what do you have? If you don't have anybody near you, ask yourself, what do you have? Come on, ask it again. Come on, say it one more time. Do you know that what you have for your miracle is already there? Go back to Moses. When Moses was crying, God said, what do you have in your hand? That's an object of miracle already there. So you have it already. And then come back to the New Testament. And the Bible says, don't look for miracle up. All of you that do think you get miracle by doing all the phone lines, wasting your time. You don't get it like that. He said, don't look for God up. And say, who will bring God up? He said, don't look for him. Then. See, the miracle is already where? In your mouth. So don't stop looking for certain things to make miracle happen for you. Don't start looking for a prophet, anointed man of God, prayer line that were 1,000. Prayer is not answered by number. I don't know how many times I will say it. It's not answered by numbers. You don't get prayer answered because more people are praying. I've said it here, if you have serious problem, the less people that pray, the better for you. So you can have agreement. You think I'm joking? Keep calling prayer people, prayer for prayer. You're just wasting time because you can't get agreement. Some of them don't even believe. Some of them, I think, don't like you. And you are praying. You don't even know. But sister, pray for me. That sister has been gossiping with you the longest time. But you have no idea. Instead of bringing a blessing, it becomes trouble. And they will come and ask you, hey, how is the situation? Then you blah, blah, blah. He goes back to gossip group. Say, don't mind her. If that thing happened, it's because of her. She's such a terrible person. It's judgment of God. Blah, blah, blah. And they come back and ask you, how is it? He said, the things are worse. Then he goes back to the group. He said, I told you people. In fact, I saw her yesterday. He told me it's worse. And they gossip some more. So foolish. Too foolish. Did you know that God said, the Bible said that secrecy is the glory of God? That secrecy is the glory of God. There are things you should keep to yourself. I don't even know why I went there. But the issue I'm trying to make, and Elijah said to her, you have us, so I have one small flask of oil. Small flask. I don't know the size of a flask, but it must be small. And this man says something unbelievable. And I said to the Lord, you, these prophets are not, they're not as your sons. They're not, we should exercise more authority and power. How can this man be doing stuff like this? And then we, your sons, are not even doing half. He said, watch what he did. Just watch what he did. He acted in faith. If you do the same, you get the same. God is no respecter of persons. So he said to the woman, okay, go and borrow. Come on. Go and borrow what? Eh? Vessels, bring them. It's as many. Can somebody explain to me why I should borrow a vessel with a small flask of oil? That is faith. The Lord said to me, watch what Elijah did. He says he acted on faith. He said they have always acted in faith. The evidence that Elijah had in his God was clear. He said, I don't need further talk. Go and borrow. God will fill it. Just do it. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Go and what? If it's me or you, we will start 7 hours prayer. Elijah said, no. Ah, oh my God. Did you hear that man? He said, I know God before whom I stand. I understand this God. I know this God very well. I know him very well. I know what he does. He said, go and borrow the thing. Bring. God will do it. Just bring it. And because it was spoken in faith, God performed it. Wherever there is faith, God shows up. I told them in Union Church, I said, the power of God follows faith around. For anywhere faith, that's why the Bible said, wherever there is faith, all things are possible. Only to him that believes. Anywhere somebody believes, Anything that is impossible becomes possible. So he said, bring your vessels. Bring. And the woman went and borrowed with it. The little boys were running all over the neighborhood and bringing vessels. And watch this. Just watch this. She was pouring. I don't know if we have any small thing that's like a flask that I can borrow here. This thing, we need to understand it. Yes, this is her flask, exactly. Now we're talking. Look at this flask. Look at it. And vessels. Do we have any bucket or something around here? Anything? Bucket. I want you to get a picture of what is going on here. A picture. Bucket. Do you have a bucket? Something. Trash bag. Fill it. Fill, and we fill. Bring anything. All of you there, bring your vessels. Not a few. Anything you can bring, run and bring because before the thing stops. Flowing. You can bring your bag. Okay. These are the, okay. Now, can you keep it here? Just keep it and let me show you people what faith is. I want you to tell me how anybody in his right mind will tell you to bring, thank you very much. We tell you to, thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I want you to explain to me how anybody in his right mind will tell you this is all you have. And they say, bring verses. Are you not going to say, did you lose your mind? Where is this thing going to come? But the woman acted her faith too. It takes two to tango. If somebody is praying with you, he has to believe and you too have to believe. You also have faith enough to believe God and you too have to have faith enough to receive from God. So the woman acted, brought the verses. Now, if you are her neighbor and you see her bringing all those verses and lining them up and you're watching this thing, what will you say? That these two people have, and you're watching, say, what is this? What is this? Pouring in this, all these things? Small thing. But you know, it's not this. It's the power behind this. There is a power that responds to faith and takes small things and makes it what? Big. And Jesus came and said, give me small fish. I don't need big one. Give me that small fish. And they said, sir, you don't know what they're talking about this thing. Do you know the number? Ha, sir. Even if we walk, all of us walk here for years, we can't even buy what we. Sir, so you want this fish? Elijah said, this, okay. Jesus said, give it to me. And then Jesus created his own verses, 50s. Stay in 50s. So he stayed in 50s. And Jesus said, Father, thank you. That's all he said. He didn't say more than that. He gave thanks. He didn't ask God to do anything. He just said, Lord, thank you. Give. And I'm wondering if I'm one of the 12. Small boy's lunch. Then he gives me small fish. Come, Thomas. So here is Thomas, brother Thomas. I want you to watch Thomas receiving this. Can you turn around? Thomas giving him this. Watch Thomas, what is this? See what is this? Can this, that's what you do with your prayer. Listen, I said, is it enough? Will God answer it with this only one line of prayer? Maybe I need 7 hours. Have you seen that God doesn't work with big things? He always uses what? He says, so you can't boast. So I use foolish things. Give me my oil. So is it not foolish? Is that what God says? He said, I've decided to use foolish things. What to look down upon. So no man can boast. So everybody will know it's me. Because if this thing works, there's no explanation except it's God. So I use foolish things. Your prayer that you are looking down upon, think is foolish, let me tell you, that's what God will use. Can I hear amen? He said, Pastor, I was praying. I didn't even know what I'm saying. That's better. Because that, then it sounds more foolish. That's what God will use. So you never boast that it was, come and see how I prayed. You never boast. No boast. All the glory will go to God. So they started pouring. This one filled. Who has this one? Come and carry that. Filled. Filled. Come and carry your vessel. Filled. 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 Everyone carry your vessel. Filled. You are carrying my wife's own. Filled. And listen, do you know that that thing was the demonstration of the infilling of the Holy Spirit? Oil. That God will fill every vessel that comes to him, that wants it. The Bible said the last days he will pour his spirit upon what? All flesh. That's what was demonstrating there. I'm going to pour my spirit upon all flesh. The oil will pour. Praise the Lord. But here, now, everything filled. Look at what faith does. And Elijah, they said to Elijah, there's no more what? Vessel. Do you know what happened? The flow stopped. As long as there was vessel, that will be flowing. But when there was no more vessel, what happened? So what controlled the flow? The provision of the vessel. Your act of faith. As long as there was vessel, it was flowing. Because power flows faith. This is another vessel. Feel it. There was no more vessel. No more evidence. And I believe that that woman would have brought more vessels if she understood properly how many, what was going to happen. She brought it because the prophet said that he believed that, but she brought, this is enough for me. But believe you me, if she had brought all the vessels in that town, all of them would have been filled. What did you bring? Your small prayer is going to feel more than the person. What are you giving God and thinking, can he feel it? Maybe I need to pray some more. Well, all that Jesus did was give thanks. That's all he did. So give them. How can giving thanks? And the problem was humongous. Giving thanks, small bread, give thanks, Jesus. Do you know what you're talking about? This is a lot of prayer, Jesus. I give you thanks, Father. Give them. Do you have any problem compared with what Jesus faced in the wilderness? How come that ordinary thanksgiving was all he needed? Because he warned us, when you pray, don't pray like the heathen. They think that God hears them with what? Multitude of speaking. You say God doesn't listen to that. Little cruise. What is your evidence of your faith after you prayed now? That small thing you told God in the car. You know it's enough. God is waiting. What action did you take after that? Because Jesus said, give them. It's enough now. Give them. That's my action. What action have you taken after that? That God will look at and say, yeah, I see your feet. You answer that one. Thank you. A song I'll try and sing on Sunday. And I'll sing that song.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://www.orangefoursquare.org. www.store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.